1-800-300-2330. That's 1-800-300-2330.
All sports, all the time, all over the Tennessee Valley. WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump. Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's time for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome back. We're in a highly sought after fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show today, which will not exist the next 2 days because of the NCAA basketball tournament. So we'll just be 2 to 5 for the next 2 days doing a 3-hour thrill ride the next couple of days. So go ahead and jump on the lines now if you want at 866-485-9867. That will get you in. 866-485-9867. And don't forget, coming up beginning March 29th, not only does the baseball season start, but the Ump is going to give you a chance to win $1,000 every single day. But you got to listen for the word of the day to win. So stay tuned to get more details on that whole thing. Of course, we talked about the Tua Tagovailoa injury and the thumb, and I don't know how it happened. You know, you can speculate all you want. Maybe Jalen Hurts got, maybe they're thumb wrestling on the side, and Jalen Hurts like got him really good, and then, you know, you have that problem. But, it, you know, look, it's not like they need the guy right now, right? I mean, first of all, it's March, so don't get too excited. Secondly, you don't need him till like January of next year. So, you know, just R-E-L-A-X, as Aaron Rodgers once said. Just relax, man. Slow down. Things are good at Alabama. They got Butch Jones there now as an intern. What's he doing, man? Running coffee, laminating the, you know.
Oh, it's wonderful. Butch Jones is a slappy running around Alabama. It's fantastic.
What do you think they have him doing? I don't know. You know, my son had to run inside once and get the words. I told you that story. Pretty fight song for Nick, didn't I? Did I tell you that story?
No, never heard that one.
Oh, you never heard that story?
No. Your son had to get what now?
Well, my son was on the staff as a student assistant, intern type guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the press box, right? And it was it was Nick's first league game. It was against Arkansas. And this was in 07, I guess, right? So I'm sitting in the press box, and I'm watching my son on the sideline more than I'm watching the game. I got the binoculars on my boy. And I'm watching him, and everybody who's in the press box, at that time, Paul's seat was right next to my seat, although he never went to games. But his seat was right next to my seat, and then there were some other guys that were around. And I was telling anybody who would listen, see my boy down there? See him? There he is, right down there. See him there? He's over there. He's got these papers. See those papers he's got? Look what he's doing now. So they come out to start the second half, right? And he's kind of right behind Saban, and I'm watching him and everything else. And the next thing you know, I see Saban call him over, and he says something to him. Joe leans in, and he heads back towards. I said, "Look, see Saban? He's talking to my boy. See, he's just a student assistant. He's doing important job. Whatever he's doing, I mean, these are key jobs." And the next thing I know, I see Joe heading back off the field. And he goes back and he goes down through the tunnel to the locker room and he comes out and he hands something to Saban. I'm like, look at that. Look at the interaction. Saban's got him, you know, it's like he's his personal right-hand man. Look what's going on. A little bit later on, Arkansas comes storming back in the game. Alabama had a big lead. Arkansas comes storming back. And the next thing I know, Saban throws this paper over at Joe. Joe grabs it. And a little bit later on, he goes, he takes it back to him. And I'm telling everybody, I'm the proud papa. I'm telling everybody, look at the interaction. So the game ends. Alabama wins in overtime. And again, this is Saban's first SEC game at Alabama. So they win in overtime. I go down to the field for the last 5 minutes of the game, and I grab my kid at the end of the game. Alabama's won. And I'm like, man, I can't believe how much interaction between you and Nick. I was telling everybody in the press box to checking you out, man. We were watching the way you were, you know, he was, you know, I said, what was that all about? He says, well, we had built that lead up in the second half, and coach realized that after we win the game, he's got to sing Yay Alabama, you know, the words to the fight song with the team in front of the student body section, and he left the words in his locker. So he sent me back to his locker to get the words to Yay Alabama out of his locker, and then I brought them to him, and then Arkansas took the lead, so he threw the words at me for Yay Alabama, and then we tied him up and we went in overtime, so I took the words back over to him. I said, here, coach, you might need these. I said, so that was your job today? That was your job? Make sure the coach had the words to Yay Alabama? Your job was to make sure to... So now, Butch Jones, it's his job to make sure that, you know, they, you know, the coach has the words to the fight song.
It's hilarious that they kind of... It just seems like Butch Jones being an intern, are they embarrassed to even say that he works there? Is that why they're calling him an intern? He's just the intern guy.
Yeah, he's an intern.
Does a little laundry.
If I had my sound thing, you know how many times I would have played these guys an intern?
Well, you know, see, Butch, you know, the reason why he's not allowed to coach on the field right now, they demoted him to an intern. He was the one, he's the one that probably hurt Tua's thumb, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He may have. Do you think there's any coincidence to the fact that Butch Jones shows up, he's officially an intern now, / analyst, with the Tide, and Tua Tagovailoa hurts his hand?
What happens?
On the first day.
What happens
that
tomorrow?
That guy's a mush.
Jalen going to trip on a sprinkler and break his ankle?
He's a mush. Smokey Mike. Smokey Mike won't even let him cut grass with him. Smokey Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
You stole everything I was just about to say. That was what I was calling about. It's like, isn't it a coincidence? Like, you know, had Tennessee out with all these strange injuries under Lyle. And then lo and behold, the first day he's on the field, Tua Tags gets that thumb. What, is it broken?
No, it's not broken. He'll be back in a couple of days doing things, Nick Saban said. Something. They took him to Birmingham. He's
but
something has happened to
intern.
Him.
Oh, yeah. My God. That is just glorious to hear and glorious to see. I'll tell you that right now. And you know what? I mean, Jeremy Pruitt, I saw he did an interview with one of the local Knoxville media, and he's talking like favorite movie, blurts out Tombstone. Favorite food, cornbread, getting that look. Favorite vacation spot, Gatlinburg. I love Jeremy Pruitt compared to anything with Lyle.
It's great. It's crazy. You sent us a mush.
Damn you, big dog, for stealing everything before I can get on.
You sent us a mush.
I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Who knows what will happen next with that guy around. I'm telling you, some guys are just mushes. Gotta get him out of there. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for sending us your mush. Killing me.
I love it. I love the fact that he's an intern there. I think it's
funny. Have you seen this judgmental map of Alabama? I gotta retweet it.
Yeah, put that on the Twitter window. I gotta see this.
It's got this. It's called the judgmental map of Alabama. They do one for each state. And it's got the state of Alabama, and then it's got, like, comments in each part of the state, you know, different areas of the state and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, up at Huntsville, it says the military industrial complex. It shows that. And then it shows over towards Florence. It says watching the river glow, apparently because, you know, the plant is over there and the nuclear plant's over there. And then it says golf, and then in parentheses, and cancer. And then south of Florence, it has a quote, "It sounded like a train." You don't make fun of tornadoes, but it's the judgmental map of Alabama. Let's see what else they got here. Banjo music. That's south of Huntsville. That's a banjo music. Then in the north, about midway between Huntsville and Birmingham, it says the crystal meth poultry processing belt. Then by Smith Lake, it says people with odd shaped heads. Just south of there, it's ugly strippers and title pawn. But it shows over on one side of the state, Roy Moore voters. Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's good.
Over by Red Bluff, in parentheses, it says Uncle Daddy.
Good, duel.
That's just terrible.
That's tough, man. That's good.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Over by Neely Henry Lake, it says tick-borne illnesses and inbreeding. On Birmingham, under Birmingham, it said, if Portland had minorities.
Oh, my God.
Over by Lay Lake, it says speed trap economics.
I'm glad someone took the time to do this.
Oh, man, it's just wrong. On what lake is that? That's got to be Lake Martin. On Lake Martin, right over Lake Martin, it says rich people lake houses. Auburn, it says cow college with multiple mascots.
Cow college.
With multiple mascots.
Wow.
Over by Tuscaloosa, it says DUI and STD University.
Oh, jeez.
Ouch.
If I'm Auburn, I'm taking Cal College. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take that as opposed to west STD.
West of Montgomery, it says morbid obesity.
God.
And then it says in quotes, "I heard Neil Young sing about it." Sweet home. Let's see. Then over the border into Mississippi, it says like Alabama, but so much worse.
That's funny.
Let's see. Down by Mobile, it has a quote, "We have the oldest Mardi Gras, you know." It's something to do with the Mobile. They always talk about how Mardi Gras started there. Then on a Mobile Bay, it says Forrest Gump and tainted shellfish.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord. The south part of the state, it says disability checks, meth, and Jesus. And in the middle it says my cousin Vinny. Third world disease is making a comeback.
God.
Then down in the panhandle, all right, south of the border into Florida, it says like Alabama but worse. Mississippi is like Alabama but so much worse.
It really is.
Then just over the border, south of Columbus, Georgia, it says indiscernible regional dialects. And then up by Lake Eufaula, it says squeal like a pig, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
In Atlanta, it says speeding tickets and construction. And then it says the boring kids from every high school in America move here.
I got the construction and traffic right. Good.
Yeah. But they don't have a lot of the Georgia, you know, it's just the Alabama map, but apparently they have one for each map. I mean, look, you got to be able to laugh at yourself a little bit. You want me to retweet it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to retweet it, and then I'll say here, I'll say, this is just wrong. Okay, and a tweet.
Did you just do that while you're on the radio?
Yeah, I did on the radio. I'm a regular Cole Kubelik.
You're natural Cole Kubelik now.
Oh,
look
at
that.
Yeah. I'm going to rename my show, Three Men Down.
Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. This is Three Dog Night. We follow Three Man Line. Is it Three Man? No, Three Man Front. Three Man Front. We follow Three Man Front. On my Twitter, it wants me to follow Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. They're back-to-back. Doesn't it know that Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert aren't a thing anymore?
I would.
Didn't he marry that skank? what's her name?
Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
Did they get married?
I thought. Didn't
I
she?
Know they were. I don't didn't know. He? I don't.
Well, they're a thing.
Yeah.
I thought she was a skank, though. Is she? I mean, I don't like her. Are you a Gwen Stefani fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I just know her. I mean, I know not personally. I know of her. I grew up with her music being in my time, but I wouldn't call her a skank.
I don't know how you would move from Miranda Lambert to Gwen Stefani.
I'll agree with that. For sure. Miranda Lambert, man. I don't know how you, once you get with Miranda Lambert, you leave Miranda Lambert. Have you ever looked at her and looked at her eyes and stuff? She's pretty, but she also looks like she's bat crap crazy.
Oh, yeah, she is. And her songs are like that. I mean, some of her Pistol Annie songs are like that. But she also, he basically busted her for getting fat.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, I just can't be with somebody that I can't look at like that. You know, like she let herself go. And then right after that all went down, then she ended up losing a bunch of weight. WNSP's morning show is the opening kickoff. The opening drive is available. Somebody ought to take that name. It's such a cliche name. All these names are so cliche.
Yeah. I don't think three-man front's cliche, do you?
Three-man front is not. That's relatively unique. It's just I don't see, Cole is a legit lineman. Those other two guys are like DBs.
Yeah.
You know, I think it should have been the Cube show with a couple other guys. You know?
I don't think that was taken. That might have been available.
No, so. I think you could have rolled with that. You could have went with Cube show and a couple other guys. You got what's the other guy's name? You got Cube, Aaron, and
Landrum Roberts.
So it would be C-A-L. I mean, is there something you could do trendy with the letters of their name? Like, you know, the Cal Show or Cal Radio or, you know, Q, Aaron, and Landrum or Landrum Lack or ACL?
ACL.
Or ACL, you know, that probably wouldn't be a good thing for the show. No, three-man front. That's a good idea. I would have come up with that idea, except for I didn't, but I mean, I would, you know. Could see that
you were close. You had Three Dog Night, so
I had Three Dog Night. Yeah, I went with Three Dog Night or Three Doors Down. You know, something along those lines.
So, what do you think took?
Starts Monday.
What do you think took longer to figure out? Three Man Front, the Tom Abraham Show, or the Nashville show you had, the Tom Abraham Show.
Well, you got to remember, you know, I had the one in Florida was the Tom Abraham Show, so that was kind of tricky.
Yeah. See, yeah, okay.
It didn't take me a long time to come up with that. I'll be honest with you. It didn't take me too long to come up with that, you know. It was just, you know.
Just came to you one time.
It just came to me. Yeah, it just came to me. The thing is that I have never done an ensemble show. It's not that I couldn't or wouldn't want to, but and I've always utilized my producers you and DA before and Crazy Charlie and Jonathan Schaefer and John Boy Dewey Magoo and the Swede.
John Boy Dewey Magoo, is that a thing? Is that
John Boy Dewey Magoo, yeah. He was great, man. And, of course, Arky.
Yeah.
I mean, the Arkipedia, right? I mean, you know, Arky was my dude before you were my dude.
Yeah. You slap Arky behind a mic with me, and here we got Three Dog Night. So.
Yeah. Smokey Mike.
Yep, Smokey.
I always incorporated my guys into the show, but I've never done an ensemble show. I never had a co-host. You know, I never had. Now, I did, you know, for a few years. But what I did was I had guys that were different days. Like, I had Brad Hopkins. Hop used to do the show with me for a while. And I had a team of guys, but they were like, I'd pull them in. It was the time. It was like the Dan Patrick Show. When I had
the Dan,
it was like the Dan Patrick Show. I had the Mexicutioner. I had Crazy Charlie was mixing the Mexicutioner. I had Joe Anthony, who we just called Joant. So I had Joant, the Mexicutioner on the social. I had Crazy Charlie. I had Tin Cup running the board, and me. So it was the Tom Abraham Show with all my guys. And I bring all the guys in. I'm not one of those guys that say, I don't want to hear from you. I like the interaction. If it's a talented guy, I like the interaction. And I feel like everybody I've worked with has been talented. But I've never done an ensemble show. I've been asked about doing an ensemble show. I think that people don't think that I would that would necessarily work for me.
It's I think it would be hard for a guy who's been in radio as long as you have doing a show by yourself as long as you have and then going to, you know, you wouldn't have time to get all your thoughts and stuff in. Yeah, you're just
you
not
used to.
You
remember the two guys from Dallas that did the midday show for a minute on Jocks?
No, I don't.
It was when they were going through all of that. It was when they moved at the roundtable to afternoon drive because they didn't have Paul, and they moved the roundtable to afternoon drive. Roundtable's like been everywhere, and they're so good. I love the roundtable. But the roundtable went to afternoon drive, and then they had the opening drive, and they had to fill the midday show. It was going to be me and Eli. Eli and I were very close to getting that deal done. And then neither one of us worked for the company at that time. And they ended up moving two guys out of Texas, out of Dallas, that worked for the company. And they moved those guys in, and to be honest with you, they were cheaper than what we would have been.
The dynamic you have with your producers, I think you could pull off a show with a co-host, but doing something like the roundtable where there's four guys in there, I just don't. Because of how long you've done radio, I just don't think there's room
and
for
pro,
that.
Their producer doesn't chip in and a show like that when it's an ensemble show. I mean, I did some of that stuff in Atlanta and things like that. I mean, it's you got to have there's an alpha dog in the room. Cole will be the alpha dog in that room.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think Cole will be, because he's the veteran radio guy. So Cole will be the alpha dog, but you got to have a guy. You got to have that understanding. Who sets up the show? Well, maybe the producer, I guess. You know, who books? Who talks about what you're going to talk about? Who does the rundown? Are you just a guy doing a show and the producer's giving you the rundown? I mean, I've always run my show. So, you know what I mean? The ideas, what we're going to talk about, the things that – I've always done that. And you guys, all you guys who have produced the show have been the sidekicks. You know what I mean? You play off of what I'm doing.
Definitely. I agree with you. I agree with everywhere you've gone. You've just done it so long. You've been so independent for so long that, you know, it'd be a transition.
It'd be tough. It's a good break. Come back and rewind it. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 866-485-9867. Back with more after this on 730-1039 AM.
730 and 1039, The Ump. More sports.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, if you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-360-4612. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-360-4612. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-360-4612. That's 800-360-4612.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Weather is sponsored by Dell. Small businesses get tailored tech solutions when they partner with Dell. Plus free shipping and a price match guaranteed on everything, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL.
We have a freeze warning in effect tonight. Frost is likely. The sky clear. The low at 31. A sunny day tomorrow. The high 58. Friday, partly sunny with a high at 62. Then for Saturday, increasingly cloudy with a chance of rain showers by afternoon. Saturday's high at 71. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. Bark, bark.
All the guests today appeared on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline, and it included Greg Peterson from My Guys in the Desert, bracketologist. We talked college basketball with him. Also, Dan Schwartzman joined us from NBC Sports Radio, talking a little NFL draft. Ellen Carpenter from TomahawkTake.com was in. Bo Estes from NBA TV, and Vince Ferrara set up the UT Vols in their spring ball. They all made it in to the Woody Anderson Ford Rapid Rewind. Does K-State have anything for Kentucky? I mean, you know, Kentucky doesn't exactly play great beating UB and Davidson, but does K-State have anything for them?
Not much if their starting forward Dean Wade comes back. He averages 16.5 points per game, so he's a big contributor to this team. He has been out since the Big 12 tournament, and we've seen K-State, even though they won their first two games, just look absolutely atrocious. I mean, they played a 69-59 game with Creighton, and then on Sunday when they were playing UMBC, I swear that they were playing a game of Leicester. That was so bad. So
yeah.
I think that Kentucky should be able to handle them and handle them easily given their size and the fact that their three-point shooting is actually improved.
Kentucky is a better than odds-on favorite to win the South, according to Vegas. They're 5-6 to win the South. In fact, the only region that doesn't have an odds-on favorite is the West region, where Gonzaga is a 7-5 and Michigan is a 7-4. I kind of like Michigan a little bit more there. But what's your thought about the West and who comes out there? Because that's another region that lost its one and its two.
I think that Gonzaga has a good chance of coming out of this one because I think Texas A&M has a very good chance of being able to knock out Michigan. I mean, Michigan is a team that they rely on finesse, slowing games down. And Texas A&M, they're going to be able to match up with Mo Wagner, something that most teams cannot do. He's a 6'11", versatile big that's able to shoot threes. And you could put on him Tyler Davis. You could put on him someone like a DJ Hogue, Robert Williams. And there's just a bunch of options for Texas A&M. They're so athletic. We saw them really play their best basketball during the non-conference play. They obviously fell apart a little bit towards the beginning of the SEC season. They've been a bit inconsistent. But with that said, the talent is there for them to be able to make the Elite Eight and perhaps the Final Four.
So if you like Michigan or if you like Texas A&M and what you just said there, I mean, right now they're getting like 2.5 from Michigan in that game. Would you just as soon take the money line then? Is it not even worth taking the 2.5 points? Just take the money line with Texas A&M?
Yeah, with Texas A&M, I'm actually taking money line here. Typically, I do take the points in NCAA tournament games since so many of these games come down to the final possession, but I think that Texas A&M is just unequivocally the better team. And you take a look at Michigan as well. One of their big bugaboos is that they can't shoot free throws. They're in the bottom 25 of the nation in regards to free throw shooting percentage.
Gonzaga's only laying 5.5 to Florida State. That doesn't feel like a lot.
No, it doesn't. And you have to keep in mind that these NCAA tournament games are all neutral courts. And, I mean, Florida State has actually played very well down the stretch against Xavier. But with that said, I do like Gonzaga. I think that Killian Tilly and Jonathan Williams are just going to be too much for them to handle. You also have Josh Perkins doing a very good job of not turning the ball over. So I think that Gonzaga should roll against a Florida State team that, they again are a team that doesn't shoot free throws well.
Duke is the favorite right now to win a national championship. Not one of the one seeds, which would be Villanova or Kansas, but it's Duke actually that is the favorite at 13-4. Kansas is 17-2, by the way, so quite a bit of a drop there. And now Duke gets this Syracuse team that won a couple of games, and I've been saying this about Jim Boeheim. You know, if they're highly rated going into the tournament, they get beat by Richmond or somebody like that. But if they're, you know, when they come out of the woodwork, they don't even belong in this tournament hardly, but they come out of the woodwork and here they are in the Sweet 16. I don't think Syracuse is going to beat them, but man, 11.5 points. That's a lot of wood to get with Syracuse in a tournament game, isn't it?
Oh, I said up all those points because you take a look at Syracuse. The only way they're going to win this game against Duke is if they just make this thing as ugly as can be. The last time these two teams played, it was 60-44. Duke was able to get the win over Syracuse, and that game was played at Cameron Indoor. I mean, Syracuse's only chance, because keep in mind, of their top three scorers, they contribute about 73% of the team's points. So they don't have many players outside of Brissett, Howard, and company. So I just think that Syracuse is going to slow this game down. They're going to try to make this thing a 48-45 rock fest. And I think Duke gets the job done, but I don't think it's going to be a piece of beauty.
So let's talk a little bit about, this Jets move that they made. They went up to 3. They go from 6-3. They pay a pretty good price for it. Do they really feel like they couldn't get the guy they wanted at 6?
I think this is how I view the Jets. All right, I think this is a very quarterback-rich draft, obviously, Tom. And I think when you look at the top three or four quarterbacks in this draft, and we're talking Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, and I guess we can throw Baker Mayfield in there as well, maybe there's not a huge differential between those four guys. And the Jets at number 6 are looking at the Buffalo Bills in the same old division saying, look, Buffalo's got a ton of ammunition to move up. So let's trump Buffalo. Let's use the fact that we're still in the top 6 pick, which makes it more attractive for Indianapolis to make a move, or the New York Giants to make a move, or whoever to make a move. And let's make sure that we at least get one of the three of the top four quarterbacks. If the Jets get lucky, look, Cleveland will take Sam Darnold 1. The New York Giants will take Saquon Barkley 2. And then the Jets have a pick between Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and also Baker Mayfield. And I think for the Jets, who have been quarterback starved for so long, it's an exciting move to move up. Now, here's the problem. If the Buffalo Bills or another quarterback starved team moves up to number 2 and trumps the Jets, was it worth giving up 3 second-round picks to move up 3 slots to get possibly the 3rd quarterback on your draft board? We'll never know what their draft board is, but that could be a problem.
Do you really think the Giants would take Barkley over a quarterback? I mean, I know that they got Eli there, but he's getting long in the tooth. And do you see them taking Barkley, or do you see them snagging whatever quarterback Cleveland doesn't take at 1?
The problem is this for the New York Giants. They can take a quarterback at number 2 and take a pretty good one. I mean, let's face it, a Rosen or an Allen's a pretty good quarterback. The problem with that thinking is this. The New York Giants intend for Eli Manning to play a few more years. I mean, he's 37 years old. People tell us these days, when you look at these quarterbacks like Drew Brees and Tom Brady, that you can play till 40 years old. So if the Giants draft a quarterback, they may not use a second overall pick in their lineup for 2 years, maybe even longer. The Giants need help now. So do you draft somebody that can make an immediate impact now, or do you draft somebody that potentially isn't going to play till year 3? And I think that's what the Giants have to, they have to think about those different thoughts when they make their decision as to what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, it makes a certain amount of sense to see that if that's where they want to go. And the thing is that, you know as well as I do, that these first-round quarterbacks, this is a 50-50 proposition. People, they didn't believe me. I went back, I had to go all the way back to 2000 and run down all of the first-round quarterbacks. Half of them wash out. The problem is, if we look at Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, a guaranteed first-round quarterbacks, and possibly even Mason Rudolph and maybe Lamar Jackson, as first-round quarterbacks, trying to figure out which three of these are going to be busts and which three of these are going to be, you know, regular starters. That's tough, man.
It is tough. And if you ask me who I think is the surest bet to be at least a good NFL quarterback, I'll go with Josh Rosen. Hmm. You know, Darnold, to me, has great attributes. But Sam Darnold, to me, makes some really bad decisions. Josh Allen has all the physical attributes. He throws a football, 90 yards in the air. He's 6'5", 245, has humongous hands. The guy can throw a football in a perfect spiral through a snowstorm. But to me, Lamar Jackson is too much of a running quarterback in the sense of he's going to get killed out there. I mean, I've stood next to Lamar Jackson, and he is just a really skinny guy. I just don't see how he would survive in the NFL with big-time pass rushers. Mason Rudolph's a big kid, but I think there's a lot of issues with Rudolph in terms of can you develop him? So I think Josh Rosen, to me, is the safest bet to be the guy that succeeds.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Well, see, they're gonna cheat. I mean, that's baseball. You figure out ways to cheat on that stuff to, you know, let the ball go through or something like that. They'll figure out ways to do it. The guy that's in trouble here is going to be Gary Sanchez. I mean, he'll go out five times in an inning sometimes. I mean, they're going to have to tell Gary Sanchez, hey, stop going out. You got to stay behind the plate. You're killing all the chances we got to go out there and change your pitcher.
Yeah, he does that. Brian McCann is notorious for doing that, too. He was out there all the time during the playoffs last year. So, yeah, it's going to be an adjustment for a lot of guys.
What are they going to do with, is there any break in the rule? I mean, what happens if you just go out there and it's like, wait a minute, you're Chris Webber and you got no timeouts left and you call timeout, you know, there's the technical foul. What happens if you've had your six trips and then all of a sudden the shortstop comes in to talk to the pitcher?
What is supposed to happen is the umpire is supposed to step in and say, you can't go out and do that. And if he does it anyway, then the only recourse is to throw a guy out of the game. And that's going to be fun to watch, too, because now you might end up having some arguments that didn't happen before, and suddenly your pace of play rules are out the window. That's exactly what they were intended to avoid here. But I don't think those are very long conversations at all, yet they're going to ban those kind of things, too.
You would think that they would just charge him a ball. You know what I mean? Just say, okay, just charge him with a ball. And I don't know. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch. Now, that's only on the minor league level, though. We should qualify all of this, that this is only in the minors. The 15-second pitch clock is in the minors. Right now, no change to anything at the major league level. Is that correct?
Contraire. The mound visit rule is a major league change.
How did they get that by the union?
The union kind of had to go along with it because last year Rob Manfred came up with a list of things that he wanted to do, and he set those in place with a, sort of his own clock ticking. The collective bargaining agreement allowed him to impose any rules that he wanted to if a year had passed by. And so the union was in the no-win position of saying, okay, we'll acquiesce to these rules that you're proposing for 2018, if you please, just don't do the pitch clock kind of thing. And that's essentially what had to happen there.
Yeah. All right. Apparently there is no making a team in spring training because Ronald Acuna Jr. was hitting, 432 and four home runs, and they sent him down. They sent him down, and then the GM says, Alex Anthopoulos, he says, in the end, we got to do what's best for the player and blah, 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 blah. That's not best for the player. That's best for the team, because the only reason it can be that they're sending him down, and we'll see how quickly they bring him up after the April 14th or whatever date it's going to be. The only reason they're doing this is to get another year of control over the guy and not start the clock ticking, right?
That's exactly what's happened. Oh, by the way, Acuna today was on base all four times he got up. In a minor league game, so he's kind of still saying, hello, I'm still here.
Yeah, right.
The length of a major league season this year is 186 days. Because of archaic rules of schedules and off days from times past, the maximum number of days you can accumulate for service time by rule is 172. Therefore, if you have 171 days of service time, you do not have a full year of service. And that day for Ronald Acuna would happen on Friday, April 13th. So that's the day that I believe that he's going to be called up. Oh, by the way, that happens to coincide with the date that Daniel Winkler, a relief pitcher that the Braves acquired in 2014 by the Rule 5 draft, if he stays on the roster and stays healthy, which has been a problem for him over the last 4 years, if he stays on the roster that long, he can now become the full property of the Braves on April 13th. So I think you're going to see two transactions happen that day. You're going to see Winkler sent to the minors. You're going to see Acuna brought up.
What can you tell us about Tyrone Liu and this little step back from coaching that he's having to deal with, this persistent health issue? Do you know anything more about it and what kind of time frame we're looking at?
I mean, I think it's the typical story that happened, with Charlotte's coach, where the NBA lifestyle, and if you've been on the road with an NBA team as I have, it's taxing, and the stress that those guys are under. I mean, I think there's some stress involved. He's not getting proper sleep, and people are frankly just taking that stuff more serious now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing. The NBA just partnered with a meditation app. I think it's called Mindful. And they're trying to give all their employees free access to that. So the NBA is addressing it as well. I think, Lou has said that privately, I think he hopes to be back within a week. I don't know that that's enough time to get over something like that, but I hope that he gets back as soon as possible. I know, Kevin Garnett last night was talking about how Lou was his rookie when Tyronn Lue came to the league. And he said, the mental strength of that guy, it's tough to imagine him breaking down. But he's got the strength to come back. So I just look forward to a quick return for Lou because, boy, Cleveland's in a, in a position where they need to really get it going for the playoffs.
And he is not a guy that's older. He's not a guy that's overweight.
No.
He's an ex-player. No. He's in shape. It doesn't sound like this is anything having to do with, a breakdown or anything mental. It seems like this is some sort of a heart condition that, they can't get their arms around. And, man, I mean, that's scary. As somebody that has had a heart condition myself and has had to deal with it for a number of years, and thankfully, it's gotten a lot better. The thought of, seeing a coach fall out on the sideline, I mean, goodness gracious almighty. I mean, it's very scary when it's a heart issue.
Well, yeah, and like you said, I think that, you have a heart issue, then you get anxious about the heart issue.
Right.
It's a vicious circle, and it makes it worse and worse and worse. And unless you step back and really address it and really take some steps towards being healthy, then the problem's only going to exacerbate. And so he's got a few weeks here before the playoffs begin to sort of tackle this and come back. But, keep in mind, there's other NBA coaches that have stepped back from the game for a bit during the season, and Steve Kerr's the first that comes to mind because he's had that back problem that's been ongoing, and he seems better now. But coaches are just taking their health more seriously. And the amazing thing with all this is around all of these teams are wonderful doctors. So they're there as a resource. When Craig Sager originally got sick, it was Dallas's team doctor that was with him.
Right.
So they have medical resources, and they're just now really, really using them, and I'm happy for it.
And Larry Drew is basically handling the duties at this point in time?
Yeah, and he's an experienced head coach in the league, so this will be an easy transition for him and for the team because he's an expert. He's been down this road before, but, you want that voice that you've had for a long time and that sort of plan when the playoffs come. And I think that's what, Cleveland and Tyronn Lue and the whole crew are thinking of.
Pretty good little game you guys had last night between the Celtics and OKC, huh? I mean, how about Jason Tatum knocking down that three to win the game? And, they win their seventh game out of 11, the Celtics do, without Kyrie Irving as he's getting that knee back right. But, that was pretty good stuff.
It was funny because I saw somebody say, the Celtics are definitely better with Kyrie Irving, but how much better?
A lot better.
This team has a lot of talent. I think it's a lot better. But look, I just think that the team has talent, and going forward, Boston is a team to watch. I think I've said to you before earlier in the year that, this may not be Boston's year, and that may only be because of Gordon Hayward's, terrifically bad injury. But I think that, boy, they're pushing their other options this year. Those guys are going to be better in the future. And if Boston doesn't come out of the East this year, I wouldn't be surprised if they're favorites next year.
How much of it could be, though, the strength and conditioning program? Because I know I was very critical a couple of years ago of them when they had, you know, basically had dumped their strength coach and had the assistant strength coach handling it. And I know they revamped it last year. But, you know, let's be honest. I mean, when you look at Scott Cochran and what he's done at Alabama, it's kind of the standard. Now, they had a lot of injuries, too, last year, but they're at the point in their program where they got them stacked up like cordwood, and they just keep rolling other guys out. But how much do you think Jeremy Pruitt would like to have that strength and conditioning program look like what they got at Georgia or at Alabama?
Well, absolutely he would. And a couple of those things that I mentioned, I think, play into that. And you stay off the ground, and then you become bigger so you can handle the contact and the physicality, especially when you're practicing against one another. But then they have to go through the process of getting bigger and stronger. But, Tom, I'll be honest with you, we've heard the stories. Every year there's a guy, this guy's put on 25 pounds, and he's dropped his, you know, his body fat. And, you know, you hear all, you know, 14 guys have set personal records in the weight room. And you hear all these things, all these stats that are thrown out there, but then you don't see it translate onto the field. Butch Jones said, oh, we're just anxious to see the translation of the strength and conditioning work we put on the field. We think it will. Well, it never did. So just because a guy increases his bench press doesn't mean he's going to be a better, more physical football player. They need to work on the things that are going to make them more explosive and more effective within their positions. If Kevin Fitzgerald is able to do that as a head strength and conditioning coach and that staff, then it's a win. But I think that's still going to be a little bit of a process. But, yes, that's the key to a lot of teams is the right strength and conditioning program.
You see that you see now that Butch got a job as an intern on the Alabama staff, right? I mean, my son Joe, who you know, was an intern on the Alabama staff at one point. Butch is now an intern on the Alabama staff.
I almost think, like, Butch Jones took that or pursued it just to – he probably thought, well, I'll get back at the Tennessee fans. Watch this. I'll get with Alabama and make them mad. Tennessee fans are like, he's going to screw up Alabama now. He's the only one that could bring Nick Saban down.
That'd be pretty funny. It's crazy. I thought he got his gear at, like, the Bama Fever store or something like that. I'm like, well, what – Butch Jones wearing Alabama gear. Man, what's up with that? You know, I mean, is that, you know, I don't know what that was all about. But all right, talk about some of the other stuff that's going on there. I'm hearing that Carlin Phil's. I couldn't say his name when I covered him in high school, and I covered him in Florida. Phil's aim. I think is how you say it. The running back.
Phil's aim.
The running back. He's a defensive back now. What's going on with that deal?
Yeah, he and another guy that you covered was teammate there in Naples,
Tyler Bird.
Yeah. Both of them have moved from offense to cornerback. And Bird makes sense. People projected Bird to be a DB coming into college from high school, but they had such low numbers at wide receiver, they said, oh, we'll start him out there. That was kind of a late decision before practice. And then he's played for them in 24 games, but he hadn't started a game. So he's been, I think, overall, he flashed as a freshman. He's been disappointing overall at wide receiver. So I think he has a better chance to succeed at cornerback, and there is definitely a need there.
And there you have it. That is your rapid rewind for this, the 21st of March, 2018. We'll come back, final segment next, right here at 730-1039. Yum.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The UMP.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
There are no games on the air tonight, but if you tune in tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock, you can catch all of the Sweet 16 action. That's all night, all right here on The Ump.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text WEALTH to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text WEALTH to 82,000. That's WEALTH to 82,000.
We have a freeze warning in effect tonight. Frost is likely. The sky clear. The low at 31. A sunny day tomorrow. The high 58. Friday, partly sunny with a high at 62. Then for Saturday, increasingly cloudy with a chance of rain showers by afternoon. Saturday's high at 71. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Hey, it's our time. Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867. Here's Tom Abraham.
Now I ain't saying them merrily ladies don't know what they do.
Can I just listen to music sometimes?
And I've been in love with New York City.
You know, you'd think that somebody will come up with an idea to just like play songs, play music, and then just talk in between his songs and then play more music. And talk in between the songs. Instead of just play a little bit of music and then talk the whole time, why doesn't somebody come up with an idea to, like, play music? It's sometimes maybe even 3-4 in a row, 2 for Tuesday, you know, things like that, and then just talk a little bit between the songs. What do you think about that, T-Mac? You think that could work?
Well, it just depends on what kind of music you're talking about. I mean, yeah. I guess you can do it with country. I mean, one guy can probably handle it with the country, but if you're doing, like, top 40 or something, you know, what do you throw more than one guy in there, though, right? You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that would probably be the deal. I mean, you would think that like to DJ something like that or to mix something like that, you'd think they get a one. You're like 12-hour shifts, right? I mean, because what are you doing? You're not doing anything, right? I mean, you're just throwing a little bit of, hey, coming up next, it's Joe Cocker. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we can get Ricky and Mojo on it in the morning. I don't think they do anything. You know what I mean?
They do like a talk show, don't they? They play a little bit of music here and there, but
yeah, the couple songs.
I don't
songs.
Know if that would work. I don't know if that whole deal would work, but because when I a lot of times when I'm listening to music, I kind of listen to my music. You know what I mean? I don't know. Did you hear about this dude? Oh, I got to save this for tomorrow. The dude in Tennessee, Wilson County, Tennessee, that spent 31 years in prison and was cleared of his crimes, DNA evidence cleared him, and he was released from prison in 2009 because new DNA evidence cleared him, and he was just awarded, now, 8 years ago, right?
Right.
He was 9 years ago. He was released from prison 9 years ago after being wrongly convicted, and they're finally paying this guy. The state is finally paying this dude. They gave him $353,000 up front to pay his attorney. He didn't even get any of that. Cover some debts and allow him to buy a truck.
Wow.
And now he's getting $3,350 a month starting May 1st for the rest of his life. $3,350 a month. They took half this guy's life. Half his life they took on a bad conviction. And so they pay his attorney $350,000, and he gets $3,350 a month for the rest of his life. I mean, that dude needs better attorneys. All right, have a great night. We'll be back for Throwback Thursday tomorrow with a little Led Zeppelin in there. We'll explain. And 730-1039,
yeah. WUMP Sports Radio. The Op.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at seven area courses and an hour session in an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Lynx at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Lynx at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Uma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Uma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's is saving pros money during our Pro Spring Black Friday event. Stop in and check out Hitachi's new lineup of pro-grade brushless cordless tools, now available in-store. Buy select Hitachi 18-volt brushless combo kits and get an additional lithium-ion battery for free. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit card. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Hitachi offer valid through 4/30. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3888.
Gunner's Landing is one of the Tennessee Valley's finest golf experiences. In 2017, Gunner's Landing was ranked the number 2 course to play in Alabama, ranked number 14 in the U.S. for staff friendliness, and ranked number 18 in the U.S. for value by Golf Advisor. Just 25 minutes from downtown Huntsville, Gunner's Landing's 18-hole championship jewel is open to the public Tuesday through Sunday. Located in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, with beautiful Lake Gunnersville vistas around every corner, a golf experience like no other. Gunner's Landing is golf the way nature intended. Gunner's Landing is offering golf memberships starting at $2,500 for new members, which includes unlimited golf, cart, range balls, par 3 practice area, and preferred tee times. Gunner's Landing would like to welcome the Stephen DeBoer Golf Academy. Call 256-582-3000 or visit their website at gunnerslandinggolf.com to book your tee time or more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-601.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus Station.